Good afternoon and welcome to this week's podcast. It's the penultimate one of the term. I had a couple of people WhatsApping me. They're going, Mr. Patterson, is everything all right? You've not WhatsApped since Thursday. Everything is fine. It's just been really, really busy. And I wasn't in school yesterday, so I couldn't get the pod done. So that's my issue. So this week is a pen and paper jobby. There's a few things going on. You just need to take note of everything we've got going on here. And I will also try and copy this into the WhatsApp message so you've got it for your information too. Firstly, we've got loads of sickness and illness going around staff and children. It's that time of year, isn't it? If your child has sickness or diarrhea, that means following public health guidance, they need 48 hours off from the last bout. I know the infants do something different, but they are part of an academy and whatever they say is what they say. But for us, we do not want to be constantly reinfecting. So public health guidance is 48 hours after that last bout of sickness or diarrhea. Also this week, we've got no football club boys or girls, and all other clubs is the last week, apart from that after school club, which will obviously run up to the last day of term. So all clubs end this Christmas dinner day this week. Quickly, just listen to this. I'll explain it. Year 3 and 4 is tomorrow, Wednesday. Okay, it's Christmas dinner day and Christmas jumpers. If you're in year 5 and 6, there is no school dinners for you whatsoever. You will need to bring a packed lunch. If you are in receipt of free school meals, you will get a voucher sent out to you to cover the cost that would ordinarily be covered with the dinner we provide. On Friday, it is year 5 and 6 Christmas dinner day and jumpers. If you're in year 3 and 4, you will need to bring in a packed lunch. And again, if you're in receipt of free school meals, you will receive that voucher. And then we've got a massive treat for the children on Friday afternoon, and I'm not going to say anything else. Okay, I don't want to ruin that amazing surprise, but it's going to be something pretty special. Other things going on this week: on Thursday, the goats are arriving. It's really, really exciting. So the goats will be here on Thursday, and we will WhatsApp out lots of lovely photos to you. Miss Sel has also got her coffee morning this Thursday morning, 8:30, as always, coming straight after drop off. Come to the office. Miss Sel will be there to meet with you, and it's a lovely opportunity just to share any problems you're getting, get some support from the other parents. It's really, really nice, and she assures me she's gonna have some mince pies for you too, so we'll make sure she has those sorted. There is a dyslexia workshop for parents coming up. I will tell you all about it if it opens up on my screen. It has opened up on my screen. It's two different dates. It's for severe and persistent literacy difficulties, a workshop for parents and carers, either Tuesday the 7th of Jan 2025 or Wednesday the 23rd of April 2025 between 10 and 11:30 at the Dartford STLS base. I'll send the poster out with the podcast. There's a QR code for you to scan. You must book, but that might be of interest to some of you. Oh, the Asda cash pot has closed, and our final total was £670.93. Thank you to everybody for their support and for nominating us on their Asda apps. And we will put that money towards good use. It will go towards the care of our animals here at Shears Green. I've got to give a massive shout out to Lara Farmer. Okay, outside of school, she has helped out for the last 4 months with the Jingle Bell Craft Market, which was on Saturday. The charity event was in aid of the Alzheimer's and Dementia Support Services charity, the ADSS, on Cold Harbour Road, and they raised £1,327 on the event, which brings the year's total so far to £3,290. £1,000. She worked incredibly hard helping Santa with the gifts, helping to take care of the meerkats and reptiles, and helped with raffle ticket sales. Lara, you really are the very best version of yourself, and we're really, really proud of you here at Shears Green Junior School. And I just think these dementia and Alzheimer's services are amazing. My nan's suffering, and it's awful. Really, really is awful. So anything we can do to raise awareness, raise money to support those charities is invaluable. So thank you. So next week, right, listen up. Next week is the last week of term. We finish next Friday, the 20th. So here we go. Next Monday, the 16th, is the Secret Santa. You should have paid if you wanted to your child to take part in that to the PTFA. That is now closed, but your children will come and sort collect their gifts. So in the afternoons, Monday is the Year 3 Christmas concert. You arrive for 2:15. All concerts arrive for 2:15 on the main entrance, White Avenue. Concerts start at 2:30. Year 4 is Tuesday. Year 6 is Wednesday. Year 5 is Thursday. And the idea is we have a concert at 2:30. And if it finishes a little earlier, we'll see you on your way and get any siblings or whatever else like that for you. The Christmas fair is next Friday, but before that, we're opening up the classrooms as always at 2 p.m. So next Friday the 20th, classrooms are opening at 2 o'clock. I know the infants are doing one at 2:30, and then our Christmas fair is from 2:30 onwards in the school hall. And obviously we want to see as many of you there as possible to celebrate Christmas before we go off on our 2-week break. We return on Tuesday the 7th. It is Tuesday the 7th, Mr. Hundle, isn't it? Tuesday the 7th of January. And don't forget, the start time and finish times change slightly. So everybody's needs to be, school's open at 8:30. Everybody needs to be behind desks and in classrooms by 8:40. And all children will be getting dismissed at 3:10. We've changed the collection points slightly, and I sent out all those amazing videos. I have been called a market trader and not so attractively Greg Wallace. So last week didn't go too well for me, but I hope those videos were okay. And any questions, just come back and shout at me. And I must again apologise to everybody in 5VB who, for whatever reason, I completely forgot about. So I'm going to hand over to Mrs. Nicholson for the Oracy Challenge. 1 and a bit weeks to go. Look forward to seeing you next week at all the Christmas concerts. And I'll be back here next Monday for the last podcast of 2024. Now, parents, okay, anybody who's sort of my age, sort of early 40s, can you believe it's 25 years since the millennium? 25 years since 1999 into 2000. It's a hard one to swallow. It really is a really hard one to swallow. Anyway, keep warm, keep safe. And I'm going to send out the online safety newsletter to you as well. So have a look at that. And can't wait to share all of the pictures of the goats with you on Thursday. See you soon.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Nicholson, with your Oracy Strand today. Would you rather be a pen or a pencil? And just thinking about that, I can think of lots of reasons why I could want to be a pen and lots of reasons why I think I'd like to be a pencil. But it's down to you to discuss that, thinking about your Oracy Strands. Enjoy.